Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT, Dynamite, the Explosive One, TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What up, Joni?
Aw, dude, it's a magical day of the week for us to do talk things on, for you, us, and them.
Every day with you is magical.
Aw, dude, that's how I feel about my life. Good. Except for minus the magic.
And the coal.
Every day is life. So thank you so much for joining us today on the Crazy Town Podcast, whether you're watching on our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, you should subscribe there, Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, Grandma's Turntable, everywhere you can find podcasts, and this dude does Twitch things.
It's funny, it's like I can tell when you're trying to hold back profanity.
What? I don't fucking hold back shit, dude.
Don't spit. Don't double down now. TNT Dynamite. I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T underscore crazy down Twitch.tv. What up?
Yeah, dude. They don't know what's up with that.
They know it now.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so, they know.
What's new with you, man? What's going on in the old TNT my head?
The TNT-sphere, as I like to call it.
Yeah, the T-sphere, yeah.
The Dynamite... dimension.
Yeah, dude, that's where I go.
Not a lot, dude. You know, work, home, work, home, work, home.
Yeah, dude. It's 2020 is the year of the home.
It's the year of the work home.
The year of the work home, dude. Have you ever...
They all get to live like me now.
Have you ever lived where you worked?
Wait a minute, what? I'm trying to wait, hold on. I'm
trying to confuse you, dude.
Have you ever worked where you live? Yes. Have you ever lived where you worked? Kind
of. It feels like you live where you work sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it does feel like I live there.
Yeah.
It's like I just come home to sleep. It's just like a bedroom that's like 20, 30 miles away.
Yeah, dude. Just so you can have some privacy with your parts before you gotta go back to work.
Wow, John, that is a very, very dark way to look at work. It's like basically I live there and I just come home to sleep.
And play with your parts. use your parts for things, you know?
Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Use your hands for video games. Use your hands for other things. Oh, what do you got for me today, dude? Like I'm letting you lead the way today.
It's just an extended lunch break. All right. Well, I was just...
Extended lunch break.
Right?
I feel you, yeah.
So I was just looking at this story just to kind of get an idea. But it appears that a team of researchers have built a bionic device they say can restore vision to the blind.
Oh, that'd be pretty sweet.
It is pretty cool. It's been like 10 years in the making, but this group of scientists are ready to start implanting bionic eyes in human subjects.
Are they going
to
be on Wi-Fi?
What do you mean?
Is it going to be like a Google Home Eye?
No.
Like it'll be connected to the internet so you can like...
I don't think that restores blindness.
Dude.
I think that's just pointless.
What if you like put the bionic eye in and then you could like look on the phone and see what your eye sees and like record it?
I mean, I assume that in the future, Jonas, bionic eyes are going to be superior to ours.
POV porno, dude. They could just like put the bionic eyes in and then like whatever you see the whole time is what's recorded for the porn movie. It's like real D.
So the researchers at this university, Jonas, they have a wireless implant. It comes with like a headset that the person has to put on, so you'll know who's rocking the bionic eye.
Oh, so it isn't like an implanted.
I mean, yeah, there is an implant.
Okay,
because they actually put like these microchips into your head.
Oh, okay.
They're only like 9 by 9 millimeters, so they're small.
Oh, okay.
But
how many millimeters are in a centimeter?
I don't know, okay. Jonas.
You good? I know how centimeters work. I'm not familiar with the millimeter.
Little extra ADD today. It's cool though. Okay.
I'm just curious, dude. Science, bro.
Very curious. So they did this to sheep. Sheep didn't have any adverse effects. But yeah, dude. Looks like whenever we do news like this, I'm always like, yeah. But where's the proof? You know, and it's going to be like another 10 years before it's even on the market.
Well, because like if they've just been doing it to sheep, like, I mean, they got to get it on a human somewhere and then watch that human for a while. Make sure it isn't going to like,
exactly.
Like a hacker can't hack into his bionic eye and take him over.
Well, see, I think you have to like put something in it to make it hackable. I don't think that like you can just like, I can't walk up and hack the toaster.
If it's connected to the internet, you can.
Why would my eye be connected to the internet?
Everything. Why is my thermometer connected to the internet?
So I can get Amazon ads in my vision, my purview?
That would
be horrible, Jim.
You're like, before you see today, take a quick advertisement for see foam.
Yeah, we've been working 10 years in the making just to see if we can get people to see and get Amazon ads in. I don't see the point of having Wi-Fi connected.
We got to monetize
it. I think you just made this up.
They got to monetize it, dude.
They monetize it by charging you $50,000 to just for the unit itself, plus surgery costs.
Okay, two questions.
All right.
If you had always been blind and then they told you you could see, how much would that be worth? Or if you had vision, lost it, and then they told you they could bring it back, how much would that be worth to you? And would the cost be different?
No. I imagine if I was blind and I'm like the same age I am now, then I'd be like, yeah, I'd run a C more than anything in the world. And if I lost my vision, I'd already know. So things are more valuable to you once you've already known, so like the sweetness of their taste.
Well, yeah, that was my thought. Like if I was blind forever, my whole life, and then I'm like, well, I don't know how much money it would be worth to be able to see. But if I like had known what it was like to see and then lost my vision, it's like you know what I mean? Like if you have it and it's taken away, it always like
that kind of leads into the second part of the story. There was a lady who, in an attempt to defraud the insurance company,
okay,
she severed her own hand.
Oh, and then, I thought you meant about the eyes.
No, this is just another part. One of it was wholesome, the other one was not so wholesome.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was like, where does this fit into her eye? Anyway, so she cut her own hand off.
Yeah, there's this, I'm not sure if it was Serbian or anything. I don't have an article up right now. I can't remember, but it was some Serbian lady.
Truth, not fact.
Serbian, Florida. It was did not happen
it's
in
my
America.
Favorite place, Serbia.
But you know, she took out a bunch of insurance policies, and then like a month later, she was like, "Oh snap, my hand fell off." She cut her hand off with a bandsaw.
Like if you were gonna do some like AD&D type stuff, like accidental death and dismemberment stuff, like to claim it on your insurance.
I was thinking Advanced Dungeons and Dragons.
I know you were. That's why I had to. Why would you go for cutting off the hand?
Because I think that's the way that she could get the money.
Oh, but, the most money.
Yeah, but guess how much she was going to get if she had gone through with it, Joe? How much would it take for you to cut your own hand off?
Oh,
this
my
is kind of where this
few,
is kind of where I was leading.
A few million.
Into. A few million.
That's a hand, dude. That's like a lot of like your
so,
life. Okay.
Would
if you lose one eye?
Yes.
You can still see. If you lose one hand, dude, that limits you a lot.
Yeah, but if you lose an eye, they're only going to give you, like, what, $250,000 maybe for your eye?
Okay.
Continue on your way. So would you cut your hand off for, let's go high, would you cut your hand off for $50
million? $50
million? Yes.
Probably, because I could get a bionic hand with that.
Okay, would you cut it off for $10
million? Same, probably, because I could get a bionic hand with that.
Would you cut it off for $5
million? It depends on what she's buying a can.
How sad would you cut it off for $5 million?
I don't even know if I would really do it for 10 now I think about it. It's a lot. Dude, that's like a definitive like,
yeah.
I like my hands.
Well,
I'm good with my hands.
It could be your left. She lost her left, and she's obviously a righty. I saw pictures of her. Attractive lady, too. It's really quite disappointing. Apparently, like, her boyfriend kind of talked her into it.
Oh, that's you know, sociopathic.
Jonas, she cut her hand off for the grand total of, drum roll, please, $1
million. $1 million, huh?
And now she gets to go to court and go to jail, and she still don't have a hand.
Oh, they weren't able to put it back on.
She cut it off. And then was like, I don't have a hand now. So I need my $1 million.
That's like a big commitment.
Give me money.
That seems like.
That seems like.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like,
that seems like.
I mean,
it does seem like.
I like money as much as anybody else, I guess. But, like, $1 million to cut my hand off?
Yeah, I'm aware, man.
Like, I don't even feel like I could get a good hand replacement for that.
And like, I thought about it. I was like, I don't really use my left hand, you know, that much. And then, like, when I was riding in the car, I was, like, drinking a beverage and, like, driving at the same time. I was like, you know, I probably wouldn't be able to do this as easily.
You use your hand more than most people I know. You play video games all the time.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, like.
Oh, no, dude. It's going to be more than 50.
Yeah, for, I was gonna,
50 million, yes, but more.
Yeah, dude. I was like, you use your left hand all the time. That's like your where am I going in the game hand.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to have to say my cutoff point is probably like 15. 15 million, yeah, I'm cutting my hand off. F it.
Really?
F it, dude. I can buy a new hand. I'll be imputed.
Yeah, dude. Can you play video games with bionic hands?
Well, I've seen like prosthesis and stuff, and like they have like some pretty elaborate prosthesis.
Well,
actually.
Let me ask you this. So then how much would it cost for someone to pay you to say you can never play video games again? Because essentially you have that risk if you cut your hand off. So would you just, someone paid you $15 million, said you can never play video games again?
Wow. That would suck.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you cut your hand off, there's a good chance it's done.
But yes, I would give up video games for $15 million. I can still watch them.
Oh, I guess you just wouldn't
and that,
play.
That's fine. I can still watch them. And that, like, I get enjoyment out of
like
that.
You like that guy who had an accident and can't, like... have sex anymore, but he just watched.
Yeah, how much to give up sex, Jonas? How much is that gonna cost?
Let me ask you this. Actually,
you can't answer my question with a question.
Penetrating a vagina or coming at all? Because there's, because like you can still masturbate and get off, like, or you can get a blowjob, but like,
yeah, but
or you can never put your penis inside anything ever again.
Yeah, but if you beat off too much, Jonas, you just become an incel because, like,
yeah, but if my options are no sex for money, but I can still get off sometimes.
Yes, you cannot. She can't touch your penis.
Oh, so another person can never touch your penis. You're the only one that can touch your penis.
If anybody else ever touches your penis, it turns into a raisin and falls off. Yeah, dude, it's super fragile.
It just becomes the most fragile thing on the planet.
Only you know how to handle
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, how much money for that?
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
I mean, I can still watch sex. I can still, like, touch other women and stuff. I can still touch them. I just can't use my stuff.
I don't know any woman that's going to want to be with you if she can't touch your junk. Just saying. And that goes for not just you, but any guy in
general. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got hands, right? I got fingers.
Yeah, but
there's toys.
Yeah, but she can never touch it. Like, what are you doing?
I'm rich, you bitch.
You just treating this chick like a buffet and then, like, you know.
Yeah, dude, but I'm rich.
I mean, yeah, but you could never.
Ah, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the point of being rich if you can't enjoy the one thing that the majority of rich guys enjoy?
What's that?
Which is illicit vagina.
Is that what it is? People
yes.
get rich just to have vagina?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So they're like, I can't find a woman on my merits of my person and personality, so let me get a bunch of money so I can find a vagina.
I'm not even saying there's some charming rich guys out there. You're not going to sit up here and tell me that Will Smith or freaking the Rock or name some guys.
Those guys are charming. You
Brad
can tell.
Pitt is charming as hell.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Brad Pitt could have this bussy, all right? He could have it.
Yeah, dude. So, yeah, okay.
So, my whole point was really just to kind of discuss the fact that we're making improvements on some people getting the vision to see, and this lady's absolutely nut because she cut her hand off for $1 million and lost it all. All of it, dude. You've got to feel like the biggest asshole.
Not only did she lose the money, she lost her hand, she lost her freedom, she lost her boyfriend.
And
obviously,
she's definitely
going
to get fined
if he convinced her. Yeah. So not only does she not have $1 million, she's has even less money than she had when she started. Less one hand, less one relationship, less one house, less one freedom.
She would have been better off just stealing $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably easier to, like,
at least
I would
have both hands.
If I had two choices of steal $1 million and potentially go to jail or cut off my own hand for $1 million, I probably would choose the trying to steal it over that.
It seemed like such an infallible plan, though, Jonas.
No,
you take the insurance money out, and then a month later, you're like, oh, my hand fell
off.
Yeah,
dude. Any plan that involves getting an insurance policy and then cashing it in a month later, because they don't ever. they don't ever do a, do investigations on that sort of stuff.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you took out a $10 million life insurance policy on your wife, and she was poisoned a month later. Like, well, I guess that happens.
Man, you just happen to take hand insurance out, and then a bandsaw accident.
right. Yeah. Like now, if you were like, dude. Now I get it. Now see what she should have done is she should have made it a long con. She should have got really good at guitar and started making money as a guitarist.
She already had the
then
money.
Took out hand insurance because it's for her profession. Nah. And then like, cause yeah, like if someone works with their hands for like someone who like does like say instrument repair and they need both of their hands to do repair, they should insure their hands because their hand, if they lose a hand or one of their hand gets deformed or mangled or disabled, they can no longer work.
Yeah, and do their profession. Insurance is there for a reason. Right. J-Lo had an insurance policy on her ass at a point in time.
Dude, I do a lot of work on the computer.
Do you imagine she cut a cheek off? Sorry.
I had an accident. Cheese slicer fell off the counter. Just took a chunk right out of my booty.
Give me my $60 million.
I work with my hands a lot at work. Like do computer stuff.
Sure.
Should I get insurance on my hands in case I ever get like carpal tunnel or like get arthritis, and then I can just cash in the insurance because I can't work anymore?
I mean,
I wonder how much it would cost.
I guess. I think we're glancing over the fact that this lady had the balls to cut off her own hand, and I don't have, like, the balls to, like, I don't know, remove a mole from my neck half the time.
This lady, yeah, she's like, you know what, dude? I'll just cut through bone.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I can't just cut this piece of skin off.
No, dude, I can't, dude. I hate removing parts of my body. I'm not, let's just put that out there, Jonas. I have an adversity to moving, or an aversion, I should say, to removing parts of my body. If it grew on me, then I'm usually cool with it being there.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know?
I feel you on that. I mean,
like I couldn't tell you the last time
I've a part of my body, I guess. I mean, I've had a tooth pulled. I had my tonsils taken out.
Well, yeah, we've done those things. I've never had a tonsil taken out.
I've never taken my own parts, though.
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe like this weekend we can just take our little toe off, dude.
No, I mean, you don't need it. They
right, exactly.
It.
Like, we could just cut it right off, dude.
Oh, we could put them in a jar. We could wear each other's toe around our neck as necklaces to show our bond.
Yeah, our camaraderie.
Yeah, so yeah. You will have my little toe around your neck, and then I'll have your
little... disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my life. Like, just like a little vial with a little toe in it. Like, no, this is my friend's. Like your partner? No, dude. We're just friends. We just hang out, dude. We just like, figured it'd be cool.
You're like sleeping in bed and I just nuzzle it against your nose a little.
Oh, yeah, dude. I want to go back to this. I wonder how much it would cost to get hand insurance and how long you would have to pay. And if you got arthritis or something, if you could really cash it in.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth the cost for like somebody like you because like, you know, you're not like a millionaire.
But what if like I was like, oh, dude. I just weep on my fingers, dude.
Oh, yeah, your hand is real great at making $24 an hour, so we'll pay you $500 when you're in. We'll pay you one paycheck's worth.
You've been paying us $30 a month for 25
exactly.
years. All right, your hands stop working. Here's $1,000. And you're like,
you
I didn't even get my money back.
Yeah, sorry.
Nah, dude, it'd be like $10,000.
Maybe, but even
I
still,
look
that's
into
not
that,
worth
though.
It.
I should like get really good with my hands at doing something and then like insure them.
Yeah, think about it. All right, what you got, man?
Nothing.
You don't have anything?
Nah, dude, I told you I didn't have anything.
Oh, really?
No,
you don't?
No, I got
more.
No, I got some. We ain't got a ton of time left anyways. So, have you ever heard of, there's a company, it's called Pine 64. Have you ever heard of this company before?
Do they make ketchup?
No.
That's Heinz 57.
Yeah, dude, they call it, it's like green, they call it.
So they make mustard.
Yeah. Okay. They do. That's it, Pine 64, new mustard.
Okay, cool.
That's it. That's all the time we have. No, this company, they make, I didn't even know this, they make electronics.
Mm.
And they came out with an item, it's called a Pine Phone. So it's basically a new cell phone.
It sounds awful already.
Oh, I know, absolutely, right? But no, what it does is, it is a cell phone that runs Linux.
Oh, okay.
So it runs Linux.
Not mad at that.
And one of the coolest features that I thought it had, which only goes to show you that this is totally possible and they don't do it. On the back of it, like if you take off like the back where like the battery would normally go, It has physical kill switches on the phone for your modem, your Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, your cameras, and your headphone jack. So you can physically, like...
turn them off.
Turn them off, and so they are actually turned off, like, not just, like, a button, like, oh, my Wi-Fi is off now. Like, you can, like, if you want to disable, like, parts of your phone, like, if you, like, are a conspiracy theorist and think people are hacking your cell phone cameras and shit.
Do you have that kind of issue? Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I got a Pine phone, dude. That guy, you think it's an Android, but it's a Pine phone, dude. I have to keep them off all the time.
No, I'm just saying, do you turn, like, I'm kind of interested because, like, that, I don't know, doesn't really resonate with me. It doesn't seem like something I would buy, but you said you thought it was cool. Do you turn, like, your stuff off when you go to bed? Do you turn your phone off when you go to sleep?
No, I don't do any of that. No. The only time I turn anything off is... a lot of times if I'm going to be gone away from the house for an extended period of time, I'll turn off like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and all, just so it doesn't drain my battery.
Okay. All right. I just didn't know if you were one of those guys like I'm going into the grocery store airplane mode because I know the government is going to.
Oh, no. No.
Like, no, they're listening to us right now, you know?
Oh, well, yeah, dude. We're connected to the internet.
They're listening to us right now.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mitch McConnell has his – he's sitting at a desk listening to our podcast right now. Hey, Mitchie boy. What up, buddy? How you doing?
Mitch McConnell, dude.
No, but I do think
Anderson
that,
Cooper is in my home
yeah,
right
dude,
now.
Yeah, dude, Lisa Ling. She's just like hanging out listening to our stuff, dude. no, but I think it's cool that it lets you do that because I know there are people that are like have fears and whatnot that that like, oh, they have access to our camera and oh dude, this, that, and the other, and like whatever. But
yeah.
Like
yeah, I could see it being useful, but I just don't know if it's useful enough for me to switch over to a whole new phone OS.
Oh, yeah, and Linux is not user-friendly.
I mean, if they're putting it in a cell phone, it has to be something.
Oh, I'm sure. They probably just put a shell on it, you know what I mean?
More interested in the fact, like, that it would be less apt to be susceptible to, like, some of those malware that you would get because it is based in Linux.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, dude, I'm sure.
So like, I wouldn't get as many
Linux
Candy Crush.
Doesn't really have a lot of viruses.
Exactly, because it's not used a lot. It's like Italian. So I wouldn't get as many Candy Crush
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why, like, Mac back in the day used to have, like, no viruses, because no one cared enough to develop viruses for it. Everyone just wanted to develop viruses for Windows because they hated Windows.
It's still pretty good to this day, though.
Oh, really, Mac?
Yeah, there are some Mac viruses out there, but there's still very
nowhere near as many as, like, Windows.
Nowhere near as
and
many.
And do you think that that's because Mac is just more secure in general, or people just don't want to F with Mac as much?
It is the way that the OS works that kind of prevents it. It's kind of like Windows is like, honestly, it's like really, really bad. It has like very little onboard security in it, and it's been like that forever, and it's the most used, so people are just like, they know
they have like dumb people using it who will allow the exploits to be exploited easily.
Mac was supposed to be like an improved version of it. I don't know enough about computers necessarily to get into great detail, but I do know is that if you're looking for more security, go Mac. If you're looking for even more than that, then you can go Ubuntu or you can go Linux.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have a PC and I have a Mac.
Yeah, I have a I don't know. I use PC as well,
and
I use Android. I don't use Mac soft.
And
Mac
if you
stuff. Stay
off of your tube sites, Jonas, you wouldn't have this issue.
Tube like porn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've been to one of those before.
Once or twice.
Yeah. So that is all the time we have for today's episode of TNT Dynamite. Thank you for bringing the heat, as always. Please make sure to subscribe
to our
YouTube channel.
I'm here every episode.
Yeah, dude, you brought the heat today, though.
You treat me like a special guest. Like, thanks for bringing the heat today.
Thanks for joining me.
Get the fuck out of here.
But our YouTube channel, Crazy Town Media, this dude's on Twitch.
TNT Dynamite, I'm on Twitch every single day at 10 o'clock a.m. Central. That's TNTDINOMIGHT _ Crazy Town Twitch.tv.
Heck yeah, for Jonas. We will catch you on the next one. We are out.